This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day, everyone, along the Gulf Coast at 8:06. A soggy start to our Saturday, but not to fear. I think we're going to get the racing in everywhere. The dirt tracks are worried about it, and so are the asphalt ones. Let's talk about what we've got going on. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway being a big sponsor, and they're planning on racing tonight. Tim Bryant is on the line. Also, Five Flag Speedway, amazing racing last night at the track, and we'll have Tim tell us all about it. Also, thank you to Sunny South Raceway. Of course, they're not racing this weekend, but they have the Race to Glory two-day event coming up the Memorial Day weekend on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th of May. And Joe McCart will be on here soon to talk about it. Also, a brand new sponsor that signed up just this week, not only for the show, but also with Kane Motorsports for the year. And we're excited to have Mobile Regional Airport on with us, with actually United nonstop flights to Chicago as low as $269 round trip. So you can take a weekend and go check out what they've got in Chicago. More to continue. Not only do we have Joe McCardle, we've got Tim Bryant, but we've also got, this is cool, Tracy Soles. Now, if you're not familiar with Tracy, this young man is a future Marine. He's 17 years old, goes to Tate High School in Pensacola, and is making a name for himself in the Bombers. Also, now so much to talk about in NASCAR. The Busch boys are doing great right now. Darlington, Dustin Long, we'll see what happens, all that coming up. But right now, Tim Bryant is with us. And Tim, a big night of racing, and we beat the rain and the clouds.
Yeah, we did. We had rain all around us yesterday, but we were very fortunate to get our racing program in. Had a pretty fair amount of fans come out and see some great action, and of course, you know, we're hoping to dodge that same bullet tonight at MIS.
Yeah, and you know, everyone's talking about the weather. I've looked at the weather radar. We've kind of talked about it a little bit. There's a big blotch coming through Mobile now, and the big deciding factor really is how much water can the track hold and how quickly you guys can dry it. Essentially, that's what it comes down to, right?
Well, it really does. I mean, certainly, even if it stops raining tonight, we don't want unsafe conditions. But, I mean, our plans right now are on go. As folks monitor the weather through the day like we're doing, we just have to see what it does and how severe that it gets out there. Probably 2 o'clock would be a good time for people to check our MIS Facebook page. The first place we'll go to post any kind of a change in the schedule or what have you. But 2 o'clock is when the gates open, and if it looks really, really bad by then, we may make a decision that early. But I'm hoping by 2 o'clock, you know, things are looking a lot better for us.
So, I think so.
As of now, everything's on go.
Well, you know, we got to get those winged sprint cars back, because remember there was those clouds at one time, and they got those wings up there, and the vapor just kind of took the clouds away. If we can pull that off again, right? Something like
maybe
that.
Maybe we can get James Prestock to put a wing on that McConnell Automotive Buick.
You know he'd do it, too, the pace car driver. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about last night. Again, you know, we thought it was going to rain, so we loaded up the number 5 Kane Motorsports to go have some fun over there, the Bomber. And the Pro Late Models put on a great show, a new track record, and Pro Trucks as Sportsmen and Bombers all ran. Let's go through it. And first of all, one word, one name, Bryce Dulabon. Wow, that boy can drive.
Man, I tell you, he's a wheel man, and we saw it all year last year at MIS, and he came over on opening night here at Five Flags, actually a contender, now points leader for the Gulf Coast Championship Series.
Wow.
He's going to go for it at both tracks, and he's easy on equipment, but I tell you, if there's a hole, he's going to stick that black 28 in it, and what a great job last night. Actually, a fourth place finish in last night's first feature. A new track record holder, Justin South, pulled off a win in the first feature, and of course, you know, Garrett Jones, that 13-year-old in the number 88 car with some ties to Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s team, actually, he's another phenomenal story, but he runs second. Jeremy Pate is going to be tabbed as Mr. Third Place. He had a pair of thirds last night. He had a pair of thirds here on opening night. He had a pair of thirds at MIS on opening night. So
he's consistent.
He's very consistent, and he's wanting to break that track tonight. But come back in the finale, Bryce Dulabon, of course, picked up the win, a very popular win. And I tell you what, man, those Fairhope people, they come in throngs. He's got his own fan club, and it's really great to see.
And they all wear orange too. You notice that? Or a lot of them do. Hey, you know, let's talk about the Pro Trucks again. A brand new track record, and no surprise who gets it, JJ Day, and that Day Motorsports team has done everything in every division that they've raced in. They're always at the top of, and now they're struggling, but they're leading the points. They're trying to get ahead of two trucks, and I'm telling you, Chopper Stagner had a great hot rod, and then you've got also the I can't think of his name now off the top of my head. Oki Mason, of course. Oki, sorry, Oki, I love you.
Those guys put on a heck of a show. JJ had them in sight, but Chopper and Oki put on a real torrid battle, and of course Chopper ends up winning out in his number 38 truck. So two in a row for him over here. Oki runs second, and of course JJ was third. By the way, I want to make a call out to Brandon Tipton, who was in an auto accident there in Mobile yesterday, and wasn't able to race last night because of it. But thank heavens he wasn't hurt. Too bad he was actually at the track last night, a little stiff and sore from that highway accident. John Shuffler run fourth from Crestview. Howard Langham rounded out the top five.
Well, did anyone get by Steve Buttrick for that sportsman win? I thought I saw a trophy on top of his car in the pits.
Well, you did. You saw a trophy on top of Steve Buttrick's car last night, Kane, but guess what? It was a second-place trophy.
Ooh.
Shana Ard picked up his first feature of the year, so he joins Mark Barnhill as a couple of guys that have been able to knock Steve Buttrick off the podium first-place pedestal anyway. So good race last night. Congratulations to Shana Ard.
Well, again, one of the guys we're going to talk to here shortly, about 8:30 or so, is a young man who's been making a name for himself, and I like the fact that he called himself a crash fest the first race, or the first year that he was involved. Never raced before. He's been doing it for about 4 years. You guys had a great article on your website, fiveflagspeedway.com, that Chuck Quarter with Pensacola News Journal wrote about Tracy Souls, again in the bomber division. A little carnage the first part of it, lap one going into turn one. The bombers do what we do, you know, and they got together, but everybody kept moving, and for the most part, a pretty clean race, and again, Tracy takes it up to the top.
Yeah, that's a great story. Tracy's a nice young man, already headed for the Marine Corps, but
yes,
he's not going to boot camp until he's trying to get his boot camp. He originally had it scheduled for late December so he could run the Snowball Derby.
Yep.
He's trying to move it into January now because he wants to be at that banquet. I think he has championship visions, and certainly he's on a good road to that. But a popular win for Tracy Souls last night.
Well, and again, you had a great car count last night. You beat all the rain, and there was just a few sprinkles there right before the last race. But let me ask you how you think as a promoter. We've talked about this before. You do it at Mobile, and you do it at Five Flags, and we're talking about the pro late models, the way you split them. You know, we had people before say the 100 lappers, well, they get boring after a while. We've tried it for several years, but this new format, it's almost like these guys are more aggressive in the 20 lap race and 30 lap race at the end. And the more I watch it, the more I continue to like the new format.
Well, the drivers certainly like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of our main missions on this new format for 2013 was to try to get some local guys in victory lane, and certainly we've accomplished that. We don't really want to, I don't want to drop any names,
sure,
but Bubba Pollard and Augie Grill, we don't really want those guys down here winning our pro late model races. And by the way, big super late model weekend coming up in 2 weeks, and we are welcoming those guys with open arms, but not to say that the competition's any less on a local level. I guarantee you, Bubba Pollard and Augie Grill would have had a hard time beating Bryce Dulabon last night here. But anyway, the format, the races are fairly quick. The drivers have get after it, but they've taken care of their equipment in the first race. They know they got another race to run, so we're not seeing a lot of carnage. By the way, I want to say a tough break for Rusty Sanford, that 30 race team last night. Lost an engine in the first race, hit the wall. Golly, talk about salt in a wound. You lose an engine is one thing, but when you spin in your own oil into the wall, now the car needs a rear clip. Tough break for those guys.
Well, and I tell you, tonight, like I said, it's going to be a great night of racing, cheaper than the movies. You know, the weather's going to get out of here, so I want to just tell everyone that listens to the show who are race fans and maybe casual listeners, if it's raining at Mobile, doesn't mean it's raining at Mobile International Speedway. Check the Facebook. You know, it's like God likes racing because he always has the dome around there. It might be raining all over the place, but not at Mobile. You guys got to check it out. Again, you've got a different lineup, Superstocks tonight, with the Pro Late Models again returning, also the Sportsmen and the Bombers.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having a Super Stocks back this year. Of course, Bubba Winslow's been really, really strong, but Oakie Mason was the winner last time out. Yeah. That guy, he wins in just about anything he sits behind the wheel of. Yeah. So, you know, looking for a good Super Stock race tonight. Gates will open at 4 o'clock. Remember, we race at 7 p.m. at MIS.
Okay, and then again, it's actually you've done something else this year that's different. You took the price down, too, and that's important, especially where the economy is, and I think it's helping get more fans out there. You've got it $10 for adults, only $8 for senior military, and then again, students 12 to 17, $5 for kids 6 to 11, and then under that, you get them in free.
That's right. Always try to. It's good, affordable family entertainment. With the 7 o'clock start time, we've been able to complete the race program by 10 o'clock each time so far. So, you know, bring your kids. You can get them home and get them into bed early.
That's true. And it's been a great, great format this year. So again, you say probably around 2 o'clock. Keep an eye on Facebook. Obviously, as soon as we find out, we'll put it on our Full Throttle Racing with Kane page. We got a lot of the fans that are in that area and the drivers. But obviously, you want to go to Mobiles first. And obviously, you're going to wait until, you know, it's for sure. You're not going to call it too early, but you're not going to also waste the driver's time to go all the way, you know, coming from long ways. And you've always been good about that, Tim.
Well, you know, we try to take all things into consideration, like everything. You know, one solution creates another problem. But, you know, the worst thing for a racetrack is to call a race and then have it clear off.
So. Of course. Of course. And that happens about every time. You just can't beat that, right? Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming on board again, as always, as a sponsor for the show. Great racing last night, and I'm looking forward to loading up the car and heading to Mobile tonight. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I want to thank you for bringing the Hurricane Motorsports group over here last night. A good top 10 finish. Always good to see you on the track.
Thank you so much. We had a blast for sure. That's Tim Bryant again with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Again, racing tonight. And the Kane Motorsports guys will be ready to head back out there again tonight and hopefully have some fun. And we won't need the umbrellas, right? Still to come, NASCAR 8, Kyle Busch and Kurt Busch are owning Darlington. We've got the news coming up, but first, Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. We're talking about those topless open-wheel modifieds. Got rained out last Friday. We raced last Saturday. The info's coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, podcast at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And that's someone that Kane Motorsports has teamed up again this year. They're out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. Appreciate everything they do with us. And we race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments all around the country, raising money for them as well. And as you know, the Kane Motorsports crew this year, we've got the Childhood Cancer Paint Scheme car on the number 5 Bomber. I want to thank Pull Apart over there, right off of Moffitt Road. Those guys have been so good to us. Every top 5 we get, they give us an extra $100, and we take all the funds that we make for racing, and we're giving it to Childhood Cancer this year, and it's been amazing to be a part of that. McDonald's, all 14 locations in Mobile, also on board. Thank you to ShareGodsPower.com, a great website to check out Christianity without being preached down to. Really some cool stuff on there. Also, Bay City Collision, hey, Gary Lively and the crew right there off of Cottage Hill and Lakeside. If you bend your car, they can fix it. Let's just say that. Also, Performance Graphics, want to appreciate those guys in Robertsdale. They do a lot of wraps for a lot of the race cars in the area, and they can give you a great deal. Skywatch Traffic, Metro Glass and Mobile, Falsac Tires, all on the car. Now, we represented a good with, like Tim Bryant said, a top 10 last night. So we'll take it for the first time. Our tire pressure's a little off, really loose, and our speed was a little bit down, but we got something for them coming in about a week and a half. So you wait till that next race. Not tonight at MIS, but the next race will be set up. Well, I can't wait to get back to Sunny South Raceway and race. I love that track, leading the points out there in the Bombers, and we want to get more Bombers out there. You guys are chicken. Come on, come play. But first of all, we had a great race last, not Friday, but Saturday. Got rained out, and I tell you what, the crowd still came out to Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle, good morning. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us on, man.
Absolutely. Topless Modifieds, that was amazing, and they had some carnage in that race. Didn't they?
Well, first of all, let me say, I was impressed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said dirt. I say asphalt. They came out there. You know, it used to be asphalt was a road to get to the dirt track.
Yeah.
Well, some of those guys must have been practicing on the asphalt road because they impressed all of us.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you, standing room only in the stands,
yes,
and that was incredible. So let me ask you, you know, I was talking with Robert, who was one of the guys that started the group, and he loves it, wants to come back. Are you guys going to get those guys back?
We've already talked, and we have extended the invite.
Good.
We're ready.
There you go. Well, great racing last Friday. Let's talk about the divisions and how they did.
Okay. Actually, we raced last Saturday.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Yeah, and like I say, I finally won one with Mother Nature. I made the right decision.
That's
one. Friday and sunshine Saturday, so I'm one for nothing here today. But anyway, we had some good racing overall. Track up in Cordell, Georgia, got ringed out, so I done my little phone thing and called the Pro Challenge people that was heading that away, says, come on down here, and they
did. Boy, yes, they did,
didn't they? We had the local hot shot out of Florida, the 25, Paul White, who's won everything in Florida this year. Well, guess what? He come to Alabama and done the same thing.
Yeah, he did. And, boy, that car, that Pro Challenge car he had a Ford Mustang body on it, that was good looking.
Yes, sir. Good looking. Good look. They make a bad looking Mustang
body.
Yeah,
they do.
Anyway, but we had the 25 of Paul White and our series leader, Cole Daffron, number 7, finished second. And the other hot shoe from Birmingham, Joseph Palazzo in the 16 Monte Carlo, he was in there for third. And I might add, two of the three cars that finished the top three, two of them was fuel injected, which is seems to be the way to go, which T-Mac Auto is presently billing one. So enough about that.
Listen to you.
Singers, 07, Hill Brothers, Brent Hill, come back out there, showed them the way around.
You know, Joe,
done a clean sweep.
Yeah, Joe, I talked to him last week. I did not get his phone number. I'm going to have him on the show next weekend. He is a great young guy.
This
is just getting into racing, and boy, I tell you what, he's taken like a fish to water, I guess, is the way to put it.
He come out there with a pretty car, and I said, that ain't going to work.
Yeah,
but you know what? They've been in, they go home, straighten it, paint it, he comes back the next week looking good, and now he runs as good as he looks.
Yeah, you're right.
But we had Brent Higgin first, Jared Duff, and second, Darrell Blaine, the warehouseman at GCR, and a strong third. Bandos, what can you say? The little 14, the red, white, and blue, I think we could blindfold that kid.
Oh, my gosh, and run him backwards, and still he could
win. Man, I think
Connor
we could blindfold him. We had Connor O'Cressy got first. We had a car from North Carolina, Matthew Davis, number 10, gets second.
And that car was good looking, black with the hot pink wheels and everything.
Hot pink wheels. He's doing that cancer thing. He's got a little thing going on with a cancer outfit there in North Carolina.
That's awesome.
But check this out. My little girl Josie got her on third, so we're pleased with that. Pleased with that. And you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Legends.
Oh, man, yeah.
15 legends.
Amazing.
Got a little rough in the heat, so.
Yeah, they tore some equipment. They sure did.
So old Pawpaw MacArthur went on and talked to him on the race receiver.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Just kind of address the subject. If I see anything that don't look right, that ain't what I call racing, I'm not going to black flag you. I'm not going to put you on the trailer. I'm going to send you home.
Yeah, plain and simple.
I'm not going to give you a freebie tonight. We're going to race tonight. Respect who you're racing with. Mm. You know, go fast, turn left, and let's have some fun.
That's right.
And guess what?
You did.
We didn't even have a yellow flag. Mm-mm. Can you believe that?
That's that because you scared them, Joe.
Well, you know what? Every once in a while, we have to address the subject.
You got to play principle,
right. We sit there. We come here to race.
Yeah.
We come here to race. That's all I'm going to say about that. Jeremy Lundy sit on the pole.
Yes, did.
Joseph McArdle sit outside pole, and when the flagman dropped the flag, somebody got caught sleeping. First place was like 3.5 car lengths. By the time they reached the flagman, first place was 3.5 car lengths ahead of second place.
Yeah.
But I will say this, 20 laps, you don't have to win the first one. I tell my drivers, look at the long run.
Good advice. Take your time, work through it.
That 44 done his thing. Yep. He sit there and he watched. He gained. About 5 laps ago, he's on first place bumper.
Yeah.
Pawpaw's already told him. Not to touch him.
Uh-oh, but?
But, you know, you can catch him, but you got to pass him.
Yeah, and
he slipped up a little bit there, and he lost his momentum, and he finished second. and Honolulu's come in third. So we had a real, what I call a race.
Oh, yeah, that was a good race.
Right. Without the benefit of a yellow, a restart, or anything, we had the top three running up front, and all top three showed what they had.
You know what? And that was probably one of the better Legends races. And I say that every weekend because the competition is so incredible. These guys have got, I mean, explain these Legend cars. You're limited on what you can do. Motor rule, suspension, all those things. You're just really working on suspension and tires. That's about all the adjustments you can make, and it's all drivability, isn't it?
It is that in the short wheel. But like I tell everybody, if you can drive a legend car and win with it, you can drive anything.
That's so true.
It's spec racing. Everything is sealed.
Yeah.
It's a DOT tire. One tire, dirt, asphalt. They allow us to camber cut it. But that's all we can do, man. It's get out there in tune and watch what your competitor do and try maybe a little different thing and let's go for it. But we had some good racing. We had a good night. We sold 98 hamburgers, man. Can you believe 98 hamburgers?
I tell you what, and you guys, I always say it, Sunny South Raceway has the best food out there, and short lines, you guys do it right. And let's move forward to that 10th annual Memorial Day Race to Glory. This is your 10th annual,
tenth,
like I said.
Yeah,
geez, can you believe that? May 24th, 25th, it's going to be huge because this Race to Glory race has become something big. Talk about it.
Well, 10 years ago, I went to Brad Busby, who was a race promoter at the time, and said, look, man, let's do something on Memorial Day. You know, you got your weekend, your day off, then come down here and race and go home. So he said, go for it, Joe. Well, me and another buddy, we went for it. And look what we got 10 years later.
We
have a two-day show. We used to give them Friday night for practice, and then they asked for points. So Friday night, gates open at 5:30, regular race night. Yeah. We'll have the Junior One Champ cars. We'll have the Mighty Mites back. That will be our guest that night. All right. We come back Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, open the gates, and we're going for qualifying and features only.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, we hope to start. We have started many as 28 legends at one time.
Jeez.
We are going to, and we've already got the Triple Crown Pro Challenge, so Florida's already committed. Georgia has committed.
Amazing.
We will be there for a two-day race show. Hope everybody comes out. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, lay around the house. Monday is the holiday.
Yep.
You know, rest, drink a couple beers, and go to work.
That's right.
But, you know, we welcome everybody out. And I'll say this, Sunny South Sunny South sees the light at the end of the tunnel. We're slowly turning things around. Next year, I'll make the announcement now. Next year, Sunny South will go total electronic. Race receivers, transponders, every class.
Wow, every class.
We're eliminating all the little things. We're cutting the window in the tower. We're cutting a gate down there underneath the flagman.
Mm-hmm.
We're fixing to prevent to the winner after each race on the front straightaway his trophy with the trophy girl.
Nice.
Pictures. We're there.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, we've always said about Sunny South Raceway, it's the track that really, it trains tomorrow's champions today. And you know, you guys have taken it to the next level this year because, you're the only track that I know of that you can, if you can't hear in the pits, go into your car, turn on the radio, 97.1 on the radio, you'll be able to hear the whole entire track announcer. And that guy's good. Your track announcer's good.
Right. I heard that. We're the only track that's sitting in the grid. You got a big, big V8 modified, and right next to it in the next grid is
Bandolero.
A go-kart.
Yeah, or go-kart. I tell you what, it's going to be huge, Joe. We can't wait. We'll talk about it more again next week. But Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway, May 24th, 25th. That's the next big one. 10th Annual Legends Memorial Day Race to Glory. Thanks, as always, for coming on board and having some fun with us Saturday morning.
Thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. Again, it's going to be a great show, and I can't wait to be a part of it. Hey, coming up next, I told you, this young kid is, he's the All-American kid, if you think about it. Tracy Souls, he worked on a former other Bombers driver car about 3 or 4 years ago, wanted to get involved and start racing. He wrecked everything he had up to a point. He turned it around and now leading the points along the Gulf Coast from the championships with the Bombers, moving into Pensacola and Mobile, and he's 17-year-old Tracy Souls. Tracy, hey, buddy, you're next. Hang on. Good morning. I want to say hi to Terry listening to the show for the first time. And you didn't know that I could do this, did you, buddy? I just got a text from him. Good morning. It's Kane with Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And last night at Five Flag Speedway, the Bomber Division. First of all, we take off going down into turn one. First turn, okay, middle of turn one, and then car sideways into the wall. That's exciting stuff, and that's every weekend at Five Flag Speedway. So how has Tracy Souls, a 17-year-old Tate High School senior who's planning on being a Marine, hoorah, by the way, for that, let me ask you, first of all, bringing you Tracy, good morning, welcome to the show. How do you guys get into that mess every weekend? Because it seems like when you guys dive into one and two, just the Bombers over there in Pensacola, you guys are bouncing off each other.
That's just fun racing out there, and really it just takes a whole lot of luck just to get through it.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. I was just we were talking a little bit off the air before we came on. It was exciting. Came into turn one, but then we almost got three and four wide, and we were both in the middle of that mess. What did you see happen into turn one, lap one?
I seen the 27 go high, yeah. And all of a sudden, across all three of our noses, and he got spun. And when he got spun, Hunter Ward in the one car had nowhere to go, and he came up and knocked me in the side, put me sideways, and so we're just all, it was a big mess up there.
It could have been worse. There are about three or four other cars, including me, that we could have really, could have parked it earlier, but thank goodness we didn't, because you dominated that race again, and again, let's talk a little bit about how you got started into racing. A lot of people have stories. Well, I started when I was in go-karts when I was a kid, moved up to Bandoleros. Nah, just a few years ago, you were working on a friend's car. Tell us a story.
Yes, sir. I never drove a go-kart, never really watched racing.
Wow.
Until I moved down here from North Carolina, and we started going to the racetrack 4 years ago, and our buddy Courtney Rodriguez races in the Bomber costume, my teammate, and we started wrenching on her car, getting it ready for the races. We'll go to the races with her. Well, finally, I was like, well, I want to try. So we got me a car, and that's where it all started from there, and just kept working our way up to where we are now.
You called yourself, in an article from Chuck Corder with Pensacola News Journal, a self-proclaimed crash fest artist, essentially. Those first years, I got a kick out of, like, dang, dude. What do you mean by that? What was that first couple of years like? Or at least the first year. I mean, you tore up some equipment, didn't you?
Yes, sir. It was just a learning curve, getting some seat time since I never really drove anything. Mm-hmm. And that seat time cost us a lot of money.
But, again, you learned a lot also. Now, let's talk about the Bomber class, because there's a new thing that Tim Bryant with Five Flags and Mobile has done, combining not just the super late models like they've had in the Gulf Coast Championship, but now every division. And I see what he's trying to do, and I think it's starting to work. You're starting to get a few more Pensacola guys come to Mobile. You get some more guys from Mobile coming to Pensacola. And it seems in the past that there hasn't been a really good reason. There's been rifts between the two cities. Usually there's one or two drivers that drive over their head and then just causes rifts in between people. Let me ask you what your thoughts are and how the Bombers are now compared to a couple of years ago. And why are you coming over to Mobile as much as you are?
I come over to Mobile because it's a fun track.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. There's a lot more giveaway when you spin out or wreck because there ain't no wall.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
But, he set up the Gulf Coast Championship to get more cars going back and forth from each track. And, the Mobile guys have been coming over pretty good here at Five Flags, and we've been going over there. A couple cars go over there in Mobile. And it's just, there's tension between most the two tracks, like, oh, we're a Mobile guy, we don't like Pensacola. Oh, we're Pensacola, we don't like Mobile. Ain't nothing like that. It's just, it's a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And Bomber class is a lower class to keep the cost down, so it's real hard to get over there and back.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's good. It's good. I like it. It's an easy championship to get if you just run over there and run over here consistently,
oh yeah,
you can get that championship.
And that's what your goal is. And, you know, talking with Tim Bryant earlier on the show, he did mention that you were going to become a Marine and you've already trying to move your enlistment day back. You want to take that Snowball Derby trophy home. So far, I see you're one of the top three or four candidates along the Gulf Coast that could do that in this Bomber Division. And let me ask you, first of all, what was your decision in going into the Marines? It's a family, isn't it? Your father was a Marine, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, he was in the Marine Corps for 20 years. Wow. That's kind of where I started wanting to join. Mm-hmm. And we lived in Havelock, North Carolina, and that's a big Marine Corps base up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of my destiny to join the Marine Corps. And cool. a couple months ago, I was like, I'm going to go down there and enlist, go ahead and do it. And but I'm in the delayed entry program, so mm-hmm. I get 365 days until I have to ship out.
Oh.
So I timed it just right where I can finish out the full season
and make
the
Derby in. And make that championship banquet maybe too, right?
Yes, sir, hopefully.
Well, Tracy, who helps you on the car? Because I know I've seen pictures on your Facebook of you pulling out the motor in the garage and stuff. How about sponsors on your ride?
Yes, sir. Well, I do most of the work on it, like just hands-on wrenching and stuff. My dad sits in the garage and watches me, and he helps a lot. He pays for it all. And Bonkers Automotive, I got to give a big shout-out to them because
mm-hmm.
When we pulled the motor out last week, the transmission was starting to go bad, so we took it over there, and we're having a little troubles with it, troubles they never had with the Turbo 350 transmission.
Yeah.
But we stayed up there till like 12:30 Monday night, just working on it, when they didn't have to.
Yeah.
But they're good people.
Well, that's cool.
And also, Anderson Diesel jumped on board. That's my best friend's dad. He noticed he runs dirt, and he noticed I was having trouble with tire sponsors, and I ran old tires all last season. So he jumped aboard and started doing tires. And Alan Hall is doing tires also, so they switch back and forth.
In the bomber class, that is key. You got to have good tires to get at the tracks. I mean, because the cars are actually pretty close, a lot of them.
Yes, sir. Yeah, last time we qualified over Mobile, I think you got pole, or this is the beginning of the season, you got pole, and I qualified 11th, I think, but we were all within like 5/10 of each other.
I mean, that says something. Yeah. I mean, if you slip up or whatever, and the fans, as again Tim Bryant has said before, one of the favorite classes is the bomber class. Now, let me ask you one more question, or two actually, real quick. Dirt.
Yes,
you just mentioned dirt a little bit ago. You've been playing in the dirt and having some success. Who's helping you out there on that side?
William Davis. I helped him over here at Five Flags when he was running asphalt, and I got to know him pretty good. And a couple months ago, he got cataracts in his eyes, so he hit me up on Facebook, and he's like, hey, I just bought this dirt car. Do you want to drive it for a little while? I was like, well, yeah, I do. So we've been out there playing on dirt.
You love it, don't you?
We've been having good nights, haven't been able to finish the race yet because just working out all the bugs, and I don't know a whole lot of about dirt, so I'm still learning there. But it's a good time on dirt.
Oh, yeah. If you can run dirt, you can run anything because you're dirt tracking it around Five Flags sometimes anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, I ask all the drivers to come on here, especially new drivers and things like that, and even all the way up to the NASCAR level. We have a lot of young drivers and young kids that listen to this race. They run the go-karts and junior challenge cars over there and the go-karts in the area at Sunny South and some of the dirt tracks in the area. What one piece of advice would you give to anyone that might want to try to get into racing? Not just the kids, but the bomber class can be affordable. It's not like it used to be. It used to be designed to go to the junkyard, pull out a car, throw a roll cage in, and go. You do that, you won't even make it around before you lapped. I mean, these are real race cars. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. It came a long way. I've been looking at pictures of the old bomber cars and the bomber cars now. Basically, all we are is a sportsman with street tires.
That's it. That's exactly the way to look at it, you know. What would you tell someone who wants to maybe try it? Don't? No.
I would say don't go out there and try to beat somebody.
Yeah.
Just take your time. Don't get embarrassed about running in the back or anything. Get some seat time and get going real good. And starting at a younger age is better for car owners also because they're young and they'll listen to you. They're not like, oh, I'm the best. They're like, okay, I'm going to
more impressionable.
Do what he says. Like Garrett Jones, last night in the late model class. Mm-hmm. He got second place, and he's 13.
Jeez. Isn't that amazing?
that's wild stuff.
Well, and he's a good driver, but so are you, man. And I hope today that there's no rain. If the showers hold off, you'll be at Mobile Speedway tonight, won't you?
Oh, depending on dirt track. I promised him I'm going to race the full month because we're running a little short on funds to go to Mobile.
Yeah.
But if the dirt track gets rained out before Mobile, then we'll be probably suiting up and going to Mobile.
Well, I hope to see you somewhere, at least on Facebook. Look up Tracy Souls and keep an eye on him. If anyone wants to help you out, sponsorship, do that on Facebook as well. But, Tracy, you're having a banner year, man, as a driver who races with you, competes with you. Love you to death. Great kid. Congratulations. You're going to be graduating high school, going into the Marines, probably with a championship, if not two, and maybe a snowball derby trophy. I'd say that's bragging rights, brother.
Yes, sir. I hope I get the snowball derby trophy. That's going to top the championship and everything I've ever done.
Well, Tracy, you're doing a great job. And, again, it's always a lot of fun to race with you. We will talk to you another time, probably in victory lane, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Tracy Souls from Pensacola. Busy guy all the way from Mobile. Five flags even on the dirt track. So we'll see what happens next. Shifting gears to NASCAR, the lady in black. Are you ready to dance? Well, so far, there's been some good news coming through. Darlington, the Busch brothers, they're owning it right now. Dustin Long's got more from MRN. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and our new sponsors signed up this week, not only on the race show, but Kane Motorsports for the next year. Mobile Regional Airport now with United nonstop flights to Chicago for as low as $269. I checked it this morning. You check some of the other airports, about $400 for that same flight. So again, hey, NASCAR has moved to the Lady in Black, and I know a guy that is there that's covering it all with Motor Racing Network. Go to MRN.com, read all his articles, and get up to date really quick with Dustin Long. Good morning, Dustin. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. Let's talk about, there's so much to handle. And Darlington, it's all been the Bushes so far. Kurt, he gets a new track record. And then little brother Kyle dominates last night. And Kurt has been busy. This is a big kind of a historical weekend for him. I don't know if historical is right, but isn't this the 10-year anniversary, the closest finish between him and another driver, the Tide driver, I can't think, Ricky Craven. And then beyond that, wasn't it also, he was testing an Indy car at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and rumors are he might even start an IndyCar race this season. What's going on?
Well, yeah, it's been a busy week, quite a week for Kurt Busch. If you go back to Talladega last weekend, where involved in the late lap crash and ended up roll up in the air and landing on Ryan Newman's roof. So it started off with that, and then on Thursday, he was at Indianapolis Motor Speedway testing an Indy car with Andretti Autosport, driving a car that Ryan Hunter Ray will drive, the defending series champion. Got up to 218 miles an hour, did 83 laps, actually passed all three phases of the rookie orientation program. So in theory, he could be eligible. In theory, he's eligible to run for this year's Indianapolis 500. But he said, you know, he would still need some more time in the car and some more things would have to fall into place. Did talk about that, the possibility of, you know, if he was really going to do it, that it would probably be good for him to run another race at some point just to kind of get used to how the cars handle the drafting, what's it like when they lose the draft and the downforce and things like that. Maybe putting things in place for a possible bid to do the double for 2014. But again, a lot of things have to happen between then and now. And as you said, wins the pole with a track record lap last night. I mean, interesting thing, he sets a track record lap of 181 miles an hour last night here at Darlington, yet that was more than 35 miles per hour slower than what he'd driven the day before at Indianapolis.
That blows me away. That's a good analogy to look at it. You know, you mentioned Talladega, and I want to go back just really quick. Ryan Newman was in the news again. You know, he vented after Dega, the wreck. You know, he really kind of leveled NASCAR in what he said. You know, and his quote was, somebody either lands on me or I land on somebody. It's happened three times in the last eight or nine races. He's tired of it. He lashed out, said some things on TV, and then even continues, I think, and and said something else this week. But unbelievably, NASCAR doesn't do anything with the comments. Can you give us a little bit more? Because even Denny Hamlin said, you know, hey, I got a $25,000 fine from NASCAR for making those critical remarks. And here is Newman calling them, you know, if they get their head out of their asses. And that was a lot worse than what Newman said. I mean, I'm sorry, what Denny said, but there was no penalty. So what is NASCAR's, where are they thinking on all this?
Well, this is what NASCAR said, that they've told the drivers, you can criticize us, you can criticize the officials, you can criticize our calls, but you're not going to criticize the car, you're not going to criticize the product, you're not going to criticize the racing. So NASCAR admits, you know, Newman got pretty close to the line.
Yeah, you think?
but basically, he was criticizing the officials. He was not criticizing, in NASCAR's mind, the product or the racing or things like that. So that's why there wasn't a penalty. Where, you know, fine. Whereas with Hamlin, NASCAR deemed that, you know, he had said some comments at Phoenix about how hard it was to pass, and that was denigrating the product. And so that's why he was fined $25,000, because he talked about the racing and Newman talked about the officials, in essence.
Okay, well, thanks for explaining that, because it was really kind of cloudy in my mind. Hamlin, by the way, plans to run the full race at Darlington. Does he still have a backup driver?
No, they're not planning on it. Oh. I think the biggest challenge, and I talked with Denny yesterday and asked him about it, is you know, it's one thing to feel like you're back in shape to race, or for any athlete to be back in shape after being out with an injury, but there's a difference to being in shape and being in game shape, or in Hamlin's case, in race shape. And he says, you know, he told me, he's like, yeah, I was thinking about that the other night, is, you know, I haven't run a full race since that accident at California in late March. Darlington is one of the more physically challenging and mentally challenging tracks, because you know, there's such a little margin for error. You're up against the wall and this and that. He did say, he said Thursday, you know, in the 90-minute practice session, the first session, he's like, hey, I was in the car the whole time, did as much as I could, felt good. But I said, well, there's a difference between practice and the race. And he's like, yeah, but he's like, you know, I feel like I'm good, and if I'm a little behind, hopefully my team can pick me up, and then when I get up to the right level, then I can pick them back up. But, you know, it's going to be go time here for Denny here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 31st in the points, 76 points out of 20. It needs to get in the top 20 to be even eligible for one of the wild card spots, and then needs to win a couple races. I just think that the mental toll is going to be a lot, and I mean, I think he can have a good finish, but I would be really surprised if he finished top five or one. I mean, maybe a top 10 or something like that. But I just think it's going to take him a race to get back into shape. Then he'll be in the All-Star race next week and move forward from there.
It's on Fox tonight, 5:45, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. Motor Racing Network, your website is better than NASCAR's as far as I'm concerned, better than J-Ski and all the other ones. It's so much family-friendly, or I should say fan-friendly for just all the updates. I really like it a lot. I've been using it a lot more since you've been with MRN. In 30 seconds or less, do you take Kyle? Do you take Kurt? Who's the obvious choice to win? How about Jeff Gordon with his 700th start tonight?
I'm going with Casey Kane.
Ah, the number five. Why is that?
I just, you know, he's been good there. They're fast starting fourth. I think he's got to watch. Yeah, Jeff Gordon starting eighth, going for it, makes a 700th consecutive start. Got to talk with Jeff in the holler for a little bit yesterday for a story that I'm working on for later this afternoon on Motor Racing Network. But it should be an interesting story, just kind of looking at where things are with him and his career and how he looks at things. So
that's cool.
It's kind of an interesting perspective.
Well, we can obviously find you MRN.com, but also really quick, in about 10 seconds, where can we find you also on the web? Obviously Twitter?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long. It's at DustinLong. It'll be updates throughout the day.
That is perfect. Dustin, as always, we're so thankful you take time, especially when you're at the track, to give us a call and give us updates. So have a good one, and we'll catch you hopefully the next week or so.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Dave, thank you so much, Dustin Long with MRN. That's Motor Racing Network. What a great way to wrap up the show. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll be back at it again. Remember, 2 o'clock today on Facebook. Check Mobile International Speedway, and we're going to get this racing in. So far, looking at the old weather window right now, it looks pretty good. No major problems. Doesn't seem like there's going to be any showers. Fingers crossed, get them out of the way, and let's go racing, boys, tonight at Mobile International Speedway. I'm Kane. We'll talk to you next week, and God bless.